USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations will continue this week for another coronavirus stimulus package. Failing to reach a deal could drive thousands of small businesses into bankruptcy, according to the president and CEO of the Minneapolis Fed. Neil Kashkari told CBS's Face the Nation that the economy's recovery could slow to a grind without some help from Congress.
We're going to continue to see a grinding, very slow recovery with thousands of small businesses around the country going bankrupt. That's why it's so vital that our elected leaders come together to take more action. You know, the job market today, 11 million Americans are still out of work relative to the job market in February. That is as bad as the worst job market during the Great Recession and the Great Financial Crisis. And so a lot of people are suffering. A lot of small businesses are suffering.
The administration delivered a $1.8 trillion proposal to House Democrats on Friday, but that proposal has received pushback from several Republican senators, believing the plan is too expensive. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
4 in 5 Americans are concerned misinformation on social media could sway the outcome of the U.S. presidential election. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has more.
A new survey conducted by Gallup for the Knight Foundation found 81% of U.S. adults polled said they're concerned to some degree about misinformation on social media swaying the White House race. Nearly half of all respondents, 48%, said they're very concerned about misinformation tilting the race, while one-third, 33%, said they're somewhat concerned. Both Democrats and Republicans were surveyed. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett will emphasize it's her belief the court shouldn't be creating policy when her confirmation hearings begin tomorrow. In the text of her opening statement released Sunday, Barrett will also talk about her mentor, Justice Antonin Scalia, and how he shaped her views on the law. Barrett will make her opening statement tomorrow morning in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Protests in Wisconsin continue after prosecutors announced earlier this week that charges wouldn't be brought against a police officer in the death of a black teen. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Protesters in Wisconsin facing tear gas and pepper balls Saturday night as the unrest continues following the death of a black teenager. The protests ignited earlier this week after prosecutors announced Wauwatosa police officer Joseph Mensa wouldn't face charges for shooting and killing Alvin Cole outside a mall in Milwaukee on February 2nd. Officer Mensa, who was also black, used deadly force after he was shot at by Cole, who had a stolen gun. This Wisconsin man confronted protesters who were trespassing on his property. He explains why.
I think it was just, as I've had time to reflect, the culmination of everything 2020, so the protests and the mandates and lockdowns and riots.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News.
And former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he's beaten COVID and he's on the mend. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has been released from a New Jersey hospital after testing positive for COVID last week. Christie was admitted to the hospital last week, just hours after releasing the news of his diagnosis. The once Republican presidential candidate, who is 58 years old, is overweight and has asthma, putting him at a more serious risk than those without contributing factors who end up infected with the virus.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.